Hey, this is True Talk Radio.
Girl, won't you, don't you wanna tell me what you wanna do? They call me Travis, baby, best believe I'm watching you. You, yes, you, who you think you is? To tell the truth, you got me attracted, baby, Jedi force put me to you. No, does he mean a thing to you? Got a ring right on your finger, yet you fail to tell the news. So I guess I take that tape, I'll be back in a minute, girl, for start my ride, I figure leave, you better take that. Leave with me, need an excuse to dine with me. Find another goose, run round, come and get me. We both on the loose, escape, popo, can confiscate me. Just took a girl from my man, please don't incarcerate me. No, nobody has to know. We'll keep it on the low. If he gets a lead, he'll have to know. Then it's time for me to go. We'll pick that interception, baby. Running back the end zone lately. Relying on offense, cause I'm just a distraction, baby. Give it to me, maybe. Thoughts about him looking hazy. Got lying heart. Can you defuse it, maybe? Girl, you can cry on my shoulder, let it die. The love you have for him will question you, asking you why. Ignore it.
Hey, this is D30 D with True Talk Radio. I am kicking it with you live just by myself today. It is my birthday this weekend, so I get to do whatever the fuck I want to do. So this is going to be pretty fun. We're going to talk about South by Southwest. We're going to have a little bit of UFC debate. We're going to talk about all kind of things. We're going to talk about what I possibly might be doing for my birthday. Well, possibly not. Might not be doing for my birthday. As you can tell, I am super excited. So we are going to get this started now. I have a throwback song that I have been wanting you to hear for a while. Not exactly sure where I'm going to get this started, but it is a throwback from Chris D'Elian. It is called My Chick Bad 3 Mix. Now, for those of you that do not know Chris D'Elian, she is the shit, okay? That's right, I said it, and that's what I said. Anyway, she is one of the baddest motherfuckers out there. And, you know, she's up there. I think she's personally better than Nicki Minaj. So, I mean, like, yeah, you go, girl. What the fuck? Fuck them up. Anyway, so I'm going to play this song for you, and I will get back to you here in a minute.
My chick bad, my chick hood, my chick do stuff that your chick wish she could. My chick bad, my chick hood, my chick do stuff that your chick wish she could. My chick bad, baddie, baddie, danger. My chick bad, baddie, baddie, danger. My chick bad, baddie, baddie, danger. My chick bad, baddie, baddie, danger.
Okay, I'm better than the motherfucker, don't know what the rest be. Yo, nigga in my throat before he looking where the breast be. Sitting up so high and they surround. They must be double D. Beating down your block, middle fingers up, you know it's me. Chris D'Elian, boss bitch, done diva status. Luda wanna do me cause he say he got a chocolate fetish. And it should be my intro. Hopped up in the hood, counting money, popping bottles. Thick thighs stand so your hubby wanna try it. You local when I'm global, that's why you will be a side bitch. Clean it up if you got bitch. And I ain't Sierra, but he begging me to ride it.
My chick do stuff that your chick wish she could. My chick bad. My chick hood. My chick do stuff that your chick wish she could. My chick bad. Baddy, baddy, danger. My chick bad. Baddy, baddy, danger. My chick bad. Baddy, baddy, danger.
Now, what these niggas tryna wipe me? Mine fucking good, leave them shaking like eyelids. Raw chicks blowing, no need to applaud me. Let me give you time to call up all your homies. I'm a 10-star chick, come down fast to see what I'm working with. Pretty face, double D's, nice brown ass, saying shoe fly. Don't bother me, little Miss Fever, sat on her song. Smoking weed and sipping drink. Along came a buster and sat down beside her. And Miss Fever said, SMA.
My chick bad, my chick hood. My chick do stuff that your chick wish she could. My chick bad, my chick hood. My chick do stuff that your chick wish she could. My chick bad, baddie, baddie, danger. My chick bad, baddie, baddie, danger. My chick bad, baddie, baddie, danger. My
And that was Cristali on My Chick Bad featuring Sleepa D. She is another one that is off the charts. Y'all go look them bitches up. Anyway, y'all need to check us out on TrueAllegianceEntertainment.com. That's T-R-U, not T-R-U-E. So get it right. So that is True Talk Radio or True Talk Radio is representing TrueAllegiance.com. Anyway, so we're going to talk about a couple of things. I want to talk about, first and foremost, some South by Southwest stuff. Those of you that do not know anything about South by Southwest, South by Southwest is like the biggest music thing in Austin, Texas, and pretty much the world. Everybody comes from everywhere around to come play at South by Southwest. I'm personally from Austin, so, I mean, like, we got some weird, crazy people. Y'all think I'm weird and crazy? You don't even know. I'm normal. So if that lets you know anything, that lets you know where it come from. We got this one that is from we got an Epi here. He plays some really good shit, and he will be down at South by Southwest if y'all want to check him the hell out, and I suggest you do. He's pretty cool. He's, you know, down-to-earth guy, and he plays some really badass music. So I'm going to play a song for you by them, and then we're going to hear from a caller that's on the line, and we're going to see what their opinion is. So here we go. The song is by Epi, and it's called Memories.
Yeah.
Happy with Memories, and he will be at South by Southwest, so you need to go check them out. Let's see. I got to hear what people think about that song. I personally, I kind of like it. But, you know, my opinion is not everybody's opinion, so we're going to go to a caller right now. So I actually know this caller. She knows who I am, and at least she better know who I am. Anyway, yeah. Caller, I need to know, what is your opinion of this song?
Are you talking to me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I didn't know if you had somebody else on or not. I liked it. I think it had a nice beat. It started cutting out towards the end, but it sounded pretty good.
You liked it? So, I mean, is this kind of music that's up your alley? I mean, and everybody, just so you know, I actually know this caller. Her name is LaCrista. She's a pretty cool chick. She's just, you know, a little loopy sometimes. But anyway, so, yeah, LaCrista, I need to know, you know, is it up your alley? Is it something that you would go check out? Is it, like, if their band was playing in a show near you, would you go check them out?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the important question, and this is the moneymaker, would you pay to go hear it?
I would take mom. I mean, the style of music, it's a little bit older. I mean, it's more of what mom grew up listening to, but.
But you
like
the style of music, you would pay to go see it?
Yeah. I like the instrumental.
Hell yeah, that's what's up. Well, we got a lot of things that are here that, you know, I've actually got more of his stuff, so we might listen to it later. I'm still stuck on my first song of choice for the night, and that's a Chris D'Elian song, man. Did you get to hear it?
Yeah.
That was cool, right? That was more like upbeat, right? That's more like your alley, right?
I listen to a different variety of music, but that's some of it, yeah.
That's one of them? Yeah, definitely. One of them. I'm definitely going to stick to what I said earlier. Chris D'Elian and Sleepy D, they're badass. And, you know, Chris D'Elian, Nicki Minaj ain't got shit. Ain't even thought that she thought, she don't hold a candle next to this bitch. But, again,
yeah.
That is my personal opinion, yada, 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 blah. So, all right. So, caller, thank you for your opinion. I'm now muting you because I can do that. So,
you
love you, bye. Anyway, I love that girl. She knows it. Anyway, we're going to go a little bit about, you know, my birthday right now. We're just going to kind of bullshit about that for a whole second. I'm pretty excited, guys. I get to have both my brothers under the same roof for the first time in 7 years. Will all three of us children be in the same room? I have to say I'm pretty excited. I'm the youngest, so, I mean, like, I get to be the baby, you know, everybody babies me because I'm the youngest, you know, everybody's got to take care of me, and I'm in a spot where I can take care of everybody else, and it makes me, you know, I'm really proud to be able to say that. So, you know, shout out to my brothers, and, you know, shout out to the good Lord above for making this happen for me and in my life. You know, I'm truly grateful. That's the best, you know, that's the best birthday present I could ever have. But pretty excited about it, pretty stoked. We don't know what we're going to do here recently. It's interesting. So I ordered a cake, though, and I want to talk about that for a second. Everybody here knows that I'm a big Harley Quinn fan. If not, then you should know. I'm a huge Harley Quinn fan. If anybody ever wanted to do anything for Dirty D ever, anything Harley Quinn related is definitely a plus. I still have yet to take pictures of everything, and I am sorry for that, guys. That is so my bad. I will fix that. You know, my weird, freaky shit around my house. And I know that sounds a lot dirtier than what it is, okay? It really does. But, you know, I got little skeletons that are, like, wearing animal skins. It's cute. It's not creepy. It's not real animal skins. Don't freak out. They're stuffed animals. If you've ever heard of furry bones, go check them out. Anyway, so I'll get all of that weird good shit all up on my page soon. We're going to cut to another music break because, you know, again, it's my birthday. I'll do what the fuck I want. But don't forget to check us out at TrueAllegianceEntertainment.com. That's T-R-U, AllegianceEntertainment.com. If you want to have something to say to me and want to just kick it with me today because I'm here solo, then please call in at 646-787-8245. Again, that is 646-787-8245. Please come chat it up with me. I'd like to know what you're doing. I need to know if you're going to South by Southwest or if you're even checking in. So, we're going to kind of go through this music list. I don't exactly know what I'm going to play. I'm just going to kind of tic-tac-toe it. And yes, I'm playing games with my shit. I said tic-tac-toe. I know what I'm saying. Anyway, here's a song we're going to go with, a throwback. We're going to go with Salt and Pepper, and it's called Shoop.
Hey, yeah, I wanna shoot, baby, shoot.
That we know some real good music, so y'all need to kick it in and, you know, come feel us, come feel how we vibe. Anyway, so we're going to play one of Epi's songs. It's Epi Bright Lights.
Thank you.
True Talk Radio. Y'all need to hit up www.trueallegianceentertainment.com. That's T-R-U, allegianceentertainment.com. If you want to call in and chat with me and kick it and see what's going on, call in at 646-787-8245. Again, that is 646-787-8245 for you slow ones without a pen. So, anyway, now that we are back, we are going to talk a little UFC. You know, and people that know me is probably surprised by this because I don't talk about UFC. I really don't know anything about UFC. But believe it or not, I'm getting there. I swear it. So we're going to talk about the Misha Tate and Holly Holmes. Yeah, we're gonna see how that goes. Let's see. There's a couple things that are here online that are talking about, you know, that, you know, Tate, she choked out Holly Holmes on Saturday. You know, that may be a fact. It is what it is, y'all. I mean, I don't know. I'm actually kind of excited about this fight. I don't know anything about, you know, Misha Tate. I really don't. But I do know a little bit about Holly Holmes because we spoke about this several times. Both women look very athletic. You know, they very definitely have two different games to what they're doing. And, you know, again, I'm kind of flimming off the whim here on sitting here talking about it. But I do want to talk about it because it is something that is catching a lot of attention. And I believe that, you know, I need to know what the fuck's going on. So, I need to know who thinks who's going to win. I need to know what, you know. See, now I got questions and I don't have the answers to it until I go and research the shit, you know. Not everybody's got time to research just dumb shit every day. But let's see. I got a site up right now that says Misha Tate might be as foolish as on Rousey as Holmes was. Well, I would like to hear, you know, opinions about that. Because, you know, the Holly Holmes and Ronda Rousey fight, now that I do know about. I mean, that bitch got kicked in the side of the face. Did y'all see how fast she hit the fucking mat? She hit the... Loop. Gone. No more. Game over. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. It was done. And I was pretty surprised because everybody was telling me that, you know, Rousey's got it. You know, she's a good fighter, blah, 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 blah. Well, I don't know anything about neither one of the women, but Ronda Rousey got her ass whooped in that fight. So, but with this Misha Tate, you know, she might be a little different. She might hold her own a little bit different. You know, she seems to have a different mentality going into it. And, you know, as I wish I had him on the line today, but, you know, our correspondent with our UFC shit, Mr. DJ, he is not here. And, you know, he always talks about the energy from, you know, the fight, the before the fight, you know, this shit talking. And, you know, I don't really know about a whole lot of shit talking between these two. I hear it's coming up. I mean, I don't know. Tate had said that, you know, I'm the champion. I definitely want to stay active. I want to defend my belt. I want to continue to prove myself. I'm ready to take on all comers, so I think that's the champion's job. I'll stay ready so I don't have to get ready. That is the smartest thing a champion with a belt can say, straight up. And she's right, you know, she's champion. If she doesn't keep that shit going, that's it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, she's got to stay active. She don't know when somebody's going to challenge her and be like, you know, all right, we're going to set this up in a week. You know, we're going to set this up in a month. You know, we're going to set this up, you know, whenever. You've got to always be on your ball when it comes to fighting anyway. Let's see. Tate has lost twice to Rousey already in her career. In December of 2013, Tate became the first Rousey opponent to make it out of the first round. So congratulations, Tate, I think. Before getting submitted by an armbar again in the third round, and perhaps once a more manageable challenger for her first title defense. Okay, whatever. Excuse me, guys, I'm kind of sick. So, Tate has also been caught saying, I'm still letting it all soak in and I'm trying to enjoy this moment. But eventually, probably after this week, I'm going to sit down and talk to my management and see exactly what is next for me and what is... Okay, well, Misha Tate, you do that. We just want to see you fight. We don't care what you do in your personal life. We just want to see you either kick some ass or get your ass kicked. That's it. Well, at least, again, that's my opinion. So we are going to move on to another UFC. You know, I know you guys like watching the bitches fight. You know, boobs everywhere. What? Yes. None ever pop out. Sorry about that. I don't know what to tell you. DJ, if I'm wrong, please call in and let me know. Now we're going to talk about the Conor McGregor and Nate Diaz fight. Okay. Now, I have actually been listening to these two talk shit to each other for a while. I have a, what is it? I pulled it off of, I think I pulled it off of YouTube, honestly. And it is the Thrill and Agony video preview that takes you behind the scenes of the McGregor versus Diaz. Now, if I'm not a complete fucking blonde, which I'm not entirely, I do believe that I have got this uploaded so that you can listen to it. It's about a minute and 37 seconds. Let's see what your opinion is.
And it's all over! It's the new UFC Women's Bantamweight Champion!
My God!
I've been coaching, I've had people in the UFC for over 15 years now straight. This is the happiest I have ever been. Misha's just a phenomenal person, and being a part of this camp has been an honor.
There's no other feeling like this in the entire world, man. It just feels so satisfying to be here right now. I mean, but the greatest moment of my life.
I'm just so, it hasn't sunk in yet. I'm so happy. It's been such a long journey, and like, it's all just so surreal.
He's got the chance!
Nate Diaz!
He has done it!
It is all over! Nate Diaz beat Conor McGregor!
What a night, ladies and gentlemen! What a night!
Nate Diaz is a man. Congrats, brother.
Warriors.
Good job.
Nathan Diaz!
Hey, let's get a team pick.
Get your ass in there.
Yeah.
All right. So, obviously, Nate Diaz got the best of that one. You know, I really liked Nate's approach when it came to this fight anyway. You know, he's very in the moment, you know. He's done with the shit talking, you know. I mean, he knows that it comes with the game, it comes with the territory, but at this point it's like, you know, it is what it is, man. Anyway, this is True Talk Radio. You were kicking it with Dirty D. If you'd like to call in at 646-787-8245. Again, that's 646-787-8245. You need to check us out at www.trueallegianceentertainment.com. That's T-R-U, allegianceentertainment.com. We are going to wrap this up here shortly. Got some things I got to prepare for my birthday. Kicking it. That and I got to get some shit done for my brother arriving. So we got to do what we got to do. I'd like to talk about a little bit more about, you know, everything that we've discussed. You know, when it comes to the UFC championships and the fights and, you know, all that, you know, I really didn't think that I would get into it, and now that everybody is, you know, really interested in it, and, you know, there's someone to talk about, you know, to talk about it with, okay, cool, you know, I'm actually pretty intrigued. You know, this is, I mean, it's like the hype man says all the time, who doesn't want to see anybody beat the shit out of each other? Like, seriously, we pull that shit on YouTube and watch that shit all the time. Hey, badass fights. Or, you know, when the little kid walks across fucking schoolyard and whoops the shit out of somebody. Why? Because they can do it. And somebody just so happened to be videotaping it. Or, you know, how about the one that I seen on Facebook quite a few days ago where two bitches are fighting in the middle of Walmart? Like, seriously, it's Walmart. You're in the shampoo aisle knocking shampoo around. Like, this ain't fucking a slip and slide. This ain't fucking, you know, Girls Gone Wild fucking shampoo edition. No. What the fuck are you bitches doing? Conduct yourselves as fucking women. Conduct yourselves as fucking ladies. And get on with it. You know, somebody want to talk shit, you know, you have to turn the other fucking cheek sometimes, you know. Now, if the bitch wants to get up and knock the fuck out of you, by all means, whoop that bitch's ass. But if she ain't put a finger on you, bitch, you ain't shit. Your words ain't shit. You ain't shit. Fuck you. And walk the fuck on. It's not that hard, people. Anyway, so I got this birthday cake and for my birthday, and believe it or not, I got a Harley Quinn-themed birthday cake. I love Harley. Now, the one thing I didn't mention earlier is that this cake I'm having made going to be shaped in the shape of a corset, because, you know, we have copyright issues and things like that at a Walmart bakery. It's going to be badass, guys. I'm so going to take a picture of it so y'all can see it. I'm celebrating. I'm not selling shit. Not a fucking thing, guys. Ah, that's not true. I am selling t-shirts if you go check it out. That is, you can find the link at TrueAllegianceEntertainment.com. That's T-R-U, AllegianceEntertainment.com. Check us out. There's links all over the page. We've got all kind of things. I mean, shirts, hats, you name it, we probably got it. Most of them are custom, so, you know, you want to wear some True Allegiance Entertainment stuff or you want to wear some True Talk Radio stuff, you know, hit us up, come check us out, see what we got. Don't forget to go out and check out South by Southwest. If you are happen to be in Austin, shout out to you guys. I fucking miss Austin. I miss you crazy people. I really do. You know, I know it's going to be a live-ass show for an entire week. Sucks I get to miss it. But I'm glad that everybody else gets to go. You know, shout out to Dirty Worms. Shout out to, you know, Epi. Epi, I hope you do. I hope you do big things. I mean, I know you're on your way to doing it, but like, I hope you do big things for this South by Southwest things. I hope that, you know, doors really open for everyone that is really, really trying to get their passion out there. And, you know, that's why I love independent artists anyway, because they're passionate about their music. It's kind of like watching college ball versus NFL. College ball kids, they don't get paid for that shit. They do it because they love it. They haven't had the money taste. The money hasn't ruined them yet. And I'm not saying all NFL players do get ruined, but, yeah, most of them do. So I don't watch the shit. Anyway, we're going to go ahead and wrap this up. We're going to sit here, and we're going to play one last song for you guys, and we're going to wrap this up. And because it is my birthday, and because I absolutely, positively, motherfucking love this goddamn song, we're going to play it a motherfucking again. We're going to begin this show with it. And guess what, guys? We're going to end this motherfucker with it. So I am going to sit here and find it because there's a whole lot of crap here. Lots of music. Oh, my Jesus, to go through. You know what? I'm going to go ahead and play two songs for you. I'm going to go ahead and play Dirty Worms, Welcome to the Murder Show, and then I'm going to follow that with my closing, Crystal Leon, My Chick Bad, 3 mix. And then I will have a few more things to say to you guys, and we will wrap it up. So let's hear this. It's Dirty Worms, Welcome to the Murder Show.
Battle with us, go kill him, hit him, split him, kill him at the murder show. Another victim, feel it, been beastin' out this game. Still killing it because tech raps right, no, they ain't fuckin' with it. So I bang Draco, brace the halo, grease AO, chips and the rest of electron, 6-6 proton, 6 neutron, 6-8 no. And them lanes them came up, said I told them everything, the game done changed up. Hiding the truth with lies, stay bred up, serving DC grade and made up. I'm living at design, space is mine, and I ain't just rapping to go my rhyme. Kelly Divine, that's the sign of the murderous rhyme. Fuck that shit, must let y'all wear them dirty rhyme boys. I
bad. My chick hood, my chick do stuff that your chick wish you could. My chick bad, my chick hood, my chick do stuff that your chick wish you could. My chick bad, baddie, baddie, danger. My chick bad, baddie, baddie, danger. My chick bad, baddie, baddie, danger. My chick bad, baddie, baddie, danger.
Okay, I'm better than the motherfucker, don't know what the rest be. Yo, nigga, in my throat before we took him where the breast be. Sitting up so high and they surround, they must be double D. Beating down your block, middle fingers up, you know it's me. Chris Stallion, boss bitch, done diva status. Luda wanna do me cause he say he got a chocolate fetish. And it should be my intro. I'm up in the hood, counting money, popping bottles. Thick thighs stand so your hubby wanna try it. You local when I'm global, that's why you will be a side bitch. Clean it up.
My chick bad, my chick hood, my chick do stuff that your chick wish you could. My chick bad, my chick hood, my chick do stuff that your chick wish you could. My chick bad, baddy, baddy, danger. My chick bad, baddy, baddy, danger. My chick bad, baddy, baddy, danger.
Now what these niggas tryna wax me? Mind fuckin' good, leave them shaking like eyelids. Raw chicks throwin', no need to assault me. Let me give you time to call up all your homies. I'm a 10-star chick, come down fast to see what I'm working with. Pretty face, double D's, nice brown ass, saying shoe fly. Don't bother me, little Miss Bieber, sat on her song, smoking weed and sipping drink. Along came a buster and sat down beside her, and Miss Bieber said, SMA.
My cheek bag. My chick hood, my chick do stuff that your chick wish you could. My chick bad, my chick hood, my chick do stuff that your chick wish you could. My chick bad, baddy, baddy, danger. My chick bad, baddy, baddy, danger. My chick bad, baddy, baddy, danger. My chick bad, baddy, baddy, danger.
This your girl Stallion.
That's right. That was Chris Dalian with my Chick Bad 3 mix. And before that, that was Dirty Worms. Welcome to the Murder Show. We are going to wrap this up for tonight. I got a busy, 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 busy bee weekend. So I'm going to be the queen bee of the weekend, and I am going to get it done. We're going to kind of recap the show. We talked about Holly Holmes. We talked about Misha. We talked about McGregor. We talked about Nate. We talked about how all that is bubbling up together. We've talked about South by Southwest and the Dirty Worms and Epi. And if you don't know a whole lot about either one, find them. You know, all you got to do is check out, you know, TrueAllegianceEntertainment.com. That's T-R-U, AllegianceEntertainment.com. We have links to anything, everyone that we play on here. So if there's a song that you have caught on my show or anywhere on True Talk Radio, find us on Facebook at True Talk Radio on Facebook. Search us. Find us. Can't find us that way. Again, go to TrueAllegianceEntertainment.com. True spelled T-R-U. You can find links everywhere. So definitely come check us out. We've got merchandise. We've got shirts. We've got all kind of shit. So, yeah, who knows, you know. You'd be one of the only people on your block wearing some badass shit. Shout out to Disrespectful Clothing. That's the shit. We talked about Chris D'Elion being a badass bitch. We talked about my birthday coming the fuck up. I can't believe I'm turning the big 3-0, really. 30, that just does not roll off the tongue real well. Anyway, this is True Talk Radio, and I hope you guys have a really good weekend, and we are kicking it. See you later, y'all.